On June the 11th, 2017, Rafael Nadal beat Stan Wawrinka in straight sets to win the French Open. A day earlier, Yelena Ostapenko saw off Simona Halep to claim the women's crown. Both champions got 2.1 million euros for their efforts over seven matches. Earlier this week, organisers of the French Open, which is the second Grand Slam event of the season, announced overall prize money of 39 million euros, around 3 million euros more than last year. The 2018 singles champions will pocket 2.2 million euros, and there'll be extra cash for first round losers. In 2017, they got 35,000 euros. This year, they'll receive 40,000 euros. There'll also be a few tweaks to the rules. In the boys and girls singles, if a serve hits the top of the net and goes in, the point will be played. At the moment, the serve's retaken. It's all part of the modern world, says Roland Garros tournament director Guy Forget.
You know, every sport, you know, has changed its rules a bit. You know, you have to adapt to new consumers. You have to adapt to a younger generation. You have to listen to your fans. And I mean, to be honest, some of those rules, and I think, I mean, I'm in favor, you know, of getting rid of the no let, because, you know, if a player hits a let on the return and the ball just falls behind the net, everyone will say, oh, he's lucky, but we'll clap. Why wouldn't it work for the serve as well? I mean, let's just play it through. It will make some strange points that could make the game more exciting if it's on a big point, on a break point, or in a set point. So I think this goes in the right direction. The ATP have started to do it with the Next Gen Masters. I mean, college tennis, you know, in the US, the NCAA, they play with the no let, and all the players, you know, find it great. So I don't see why little by little, you know, professional tennis shouldn't follow that path.
You're a former player yourself, one of the top players, and now you're a tournament director. Has it been difficult making that change, or has the experience of being a top player helped to inform you for these kind of changes?
Well, there's plus and minuses. Of course, it helps when you're a player. You know what the players expect. You know how frustrated sometimes they can be, and you try to make it for them as good as possible. On the other hand, I still have to learn a lot, and I do every single day, because we have some teams that are great professionals that have been involved in that tournament, some of them for more than 30 years, and are doing a fantastic job. So I feel that I'm really privileged, you know, and honored to be in that position today. And it's a thrill, you know, every time to walk through those gates, because it's a temple of the clay court tournaments throughout the world. And to be able to set up a tournament of that magnitude is really unbelievable.
The centrepiece of this brave new wonderland is a retractable roof over centre court. That will be finished in time for the 2020 tournament. Number one court will be replaced with the 5,000-seat Court Simon Mathieu, and there'll be better facilities for the officials and the spectators, who'll also have the chance to kit themselves out with clothes, shoes and accessories from La Griffe Roland Garros. Edouard Bardon's the man in charge of how to get that certain je ne sais quoi.
Every year we have a new style, a new range of product with our different partners like Lacoste or Adidas for the performance line. Lacoste is more for lifestyle brand, and we develop in private label by ourselves our own product, and we try to develop such French elegance, to be very close to the French touch spirit, you know. We want to be very close to the Parisian style. This seasonal is very inspired by this style, the marinière, like the navy uniform, and we try to inspire it for our dress and our code, and we included the clair color, because the clair is our
unique DNA. Selling point, yes, isn't it? Yeah, it's a unique selling point, the DNA of Roland Garros. Yeah.
DNA, exactly. DNA. And the hat, like Panama, this is a very lifestyle hat. For us, it's more DNA than the cap, so we prefer to develop that kind of product in our range of collection.
When the spectators come to Roland Garros, is the shop full during the 2 weeks?
Absolutely full. Roland Garros, we have only 2 weeks in a year to offer that range of products. So people, about 500,000 of people during 2 weeks, come to the shop and buy a lot of products.
Do you have a particular favorite from this season's collection?
Yes, I will show you. One of them is the tennis shoe, because it was produced and made by a very famous French brand, but a classical one. GM Weston is a luxury brand of a leather shoe, but they define and they develop a tennis shoe for us. This is one of my favorite ones for men and women.
That's for both. Now, if I could just describe these shoes. Laces are in the color of clay,
yes,
and the sole as well.
Yes.
And it's white leather, mm-hmm, and very pointed, very old-fashioned style.
Yes, it's like the inspired from the old tennis shoe from the 70s, 80s. It's like
a bit like Stan Smith's.
Exactly. That's what I want to say. It's like a Stan Smith. This is for Roland Garros and from GM Weston.
Well, the contenders for the 2018 crown won't be on court in Stan Smith's nor JM Weston's, that's for sure. They'll be scrapping around on the clay in something suitably state-of-the-art. And it's that kind of modernity that Forget wants for his tournament, which is competing with the other majors in Melbourne, London and New York.
Well, I think for the first time we're going to see the major improvements and renovation that we've started a while ago. For the first time, the tournament has expanded, you know, its walls a little bit. We're going to have three new courts. We're going to have a new, we call it the village for our partners, but as well, you know, offices for all the linesmen and the ball boys. And, you know, so we're going towards 2020 with our new roof, which will be the biggest, you know, things we've been waiting for in the last few years. But I think from 18 now to 20, every year we'll see, you know, major improvements.
And when you go through the gates this year, 2018, will there be a part of you saying, oh, I wish I could have played at somewhere like this?
Well, any time I watch tennis on television, you know, I see a point and I go, oh, gosh, I wouldn't have done that. You know, I wish I could be out there on the court. But once again, when I go out and play myself, I realize how difficult it is. I mean, the players are just, you know, playing a fantastic tennis today. And I miss, of course, the action and the excitement that you get and you share with the fans. But, you know, I get it in some other way now, and I'm still involved in that wonderful sport.
And finally, the quest for a French winner of Roland Garros.
What I like about your question is you bring it up with a smile, where a lot of your French friends, you know, when they talk about to me, they do it in despair. I mean, to be honest, I think it'll come for sure. I don't know when. But, you know, we have a group of players that are really competitive at a high level for the last 10 years. Some of them were in the top 10. Now we have younger players like Lucas Pouille and hopefully some new juniors that are going to raise the level of play and be able maybe one day to lift the trophy. Now, when you see the level of play that Rafael Nadal can still achieve, or Roger Federer at almost 37 years old, you know, you realize, you know, what it takes to achieve something of that magnitude. We do the best we can to teach young players, to bring a lot of them to the game. They're doing pretty well. Now we're still waiting.
Well, while the locals wait for a homegrown champion, there's no such suspense with Sports Insight. I'll be back next week. But for now, my thanks to Alain Bleu and Benjamin Race for this week's studio production. From me, Paul Myers. Ciao.